chapter 18, conclusion, perfection, renunciation, text number
65.
Manmanabhamanbhato
Manmanabhamanbhato
Madhyajimam namaskuru
Madhyajimam namaskuru
Mamavaishasi satyam te
Mamavaishasi satyam te
Pratijani priyosime
Pratijani priyosime.
Everyone speaks Bulgarian? Except for two of us? Is that right?
Yeah.
So we'll read it anyhow in English. How many understand English? Always think of me, become my devotee. Worship me and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend.
Винаги мисли за мен, стани мой предан, обожавай ме и му давай почита си. По този начин ти непременно ще дойдеш при мен. Аз ти обещавам това, защото си мой много скъп
приятел. The most confidential part of knowledge is that one should become a pure devotee of Krishna and always think of him and act for him. One should not become an official meditator. Life should be so molded that one will always have the chance to think of Krishna. One should always act in such a way that throughout all his daily activities, that all his daily activities are in connection with Krishna. He should arrange his life in such a way that throughout the 24 hours he cannot but think of Krishna. The Lord's promise is that anyone who is in such pure Krishna consciousness will certainly return to the abode of Krishna, where he will be engaged in the association of Krishna face to face. The most confidential part of knowledge is spoken to Arjuna because he is the dear friend of Krishna. Everyone who follows the path of Arjuna can become a dear friend to Krishna and obtain the same perfection as Arjuna. These words stress that one should concentrate his mind upon Krishna, the very form with two hands carrying a flute, the bluish boy with a beautiful face and peacock feathers in his hair. There are descriptions of Krishna found in the Brahma Samhita and other literatures. One should fix his mind upon this original form of Godhead, Krishna. One should not even divert his attention to other forms of the Lord. The Lord has multi forms as Vishnu, Narayan, Rama, Varaha, etc. But a devotee should concentrate his mind on the form that was present before Arjuna. Concentration on the mind of the mind on the form of Krishna constitutes the most confidential part of knowledge, and this is disclosed to Arjuna because Arjuna is the most dear friend of Krishna's.
Най-поверителната част на знанието е, че човек трябва да стане чист предан на Кришна, винаги да мисли за него и да действа за него. Човек не би трябвало да се отдава на формална медитация. Той трябва така да подреди живота си, че винаги да има възможност да мисли за Кришна. Той трябва да действа по такъв начин, че всичките му ежедневни дейности са свързани с Кришна. Той трябва така да стриги живота си, че през всичките 24 часа от денонощието да мисли само за Кришна. Обещанието на Кришна е, че всеки, който е в такова чисто Кришна съзнание, със сигурност ще се върне в обителта на Кришна, където ще общува с Кришна до всеки лице. Тази най-поверителна част на знанието е разкрита на Арджуна, защото той е скъп приятел на Кришна. Всеки, който следва пътя на Арджуна, може да стане скъп приятел на Кришна и да постигне същото съвършенство, както Арджуна. С тези думи се подчертава, че човек трябва да концентрира ума си върху Кришна. Върху съвършената му двойна форма на синекожно момче с прекрасно лице, с флейта в ръцете и с пълна корона. Брама Самхита и други книги има описание на Кришна. Човек трябва да съсредоточи ума си върху тези, върху тази първоначална форма на Бога, Кришна. Човек не трябва да отклонява вниманието си към другите форми на Бога. Бог има много форми, например, Вишна, Нараяна, Рама, Вараха и така нататък. Преданият трябва да се концентрира върху формата, в която Кришна се явява пред Арджуна. Концентрирането на ума върху формата на Кришна представлява най-поверителната част от знанието. И тя е скрита пред Арджуна, защото той е най-скрит пред
Манманаба, Манбакто, Маджайди, Маннамаскру, Мама и Вайшаси, Сатям Те, Пратидани, Приосиме. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, offer your humble jhan to me. The result is that you'll come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend.
Винаги мисли за мен, стани мой предан, обожавай ме и надави почитащи си. По този начин ти непременно ще дойдеш при мен. Аз ти обещавам това, защото си мой много скъп приятел.
Нама Ом Вишну Вирая Кришна Престая Бутая Шримати Бхакти Виранта Свами Тинамане Намасте Сарасватам Деве Гаурварни Прачарне Нирвишеша Шнивади Паскатья Десатарне. Bhagavad Gita Krishna is trying to convince us that he's actually our friend.
Bhagavad Gita Krishna се опитва да ни убеди, че той е наш приятел.
People conceive of God in the material world as some kind of inimical person.
Материалният свят хората си представят Бога като някакъв вид враждебна личност.
The man on the throne.
Човекът, който седи на трона.
Throwing people into hell.
Който захвърля хората в ада.
Judging everyone.
Съдейки всички.
You rascal.
Ти нагодник.
Hell.
Иди в ада.
Here comes another one. So actually Krishna is a nice person. Problem is that we're not so nice. Therefore Krishna wants to make us nice. And the way of becoming nice is to associate with Krishna. Just like when the spark is in the fire, then it becomes just like the fire. So as you probably have noticed, that in this world, further people get from Krishna, the worse they become.
И може би вече сте забелязали, че в този свят колкото повече хората се отдалечават от Кришна, толкова по-зли стават.
Although people pretend that they're nice, but actually they're not nice at all.
Въпреки че хората се преструват, че са добри, всъщност те изобщо не са добри.
Especially in Kali Yuga.
Особено в Кали Юга.
People say they're doing things to benefit others, but actually it's simply completely selfish.
Хората казват, че те правят нещо за благото на другите, но всъщност това е напълно егоистично.
We see whole countries flying airplanes over other countries and killing thousands of people.
Виждаме, че едни държави изпращат такива бомбардировачи в други държави и изтребители и избиват много хора, хиляди хора.
With the idea of making them happy.
С идеята да ги правят по-щастливи.
Actually, we know what the idea is. We know what the idea is.
Всъщност, ние знаем каква е тяхната идея.
It's to steal everything from them.
Е да откраднат всичко от там.
In the name of so-called, whatever they call it.
В името на това,
some philosophy.
Те го наричат някакъв изъм, някаква философия.
So in this age of quarrel hypocrisy.
Тази епоха на раздори и лицемерие.
Everyone is claiming God is bad, but they're good.
Всички твърдят, Богът е лош, но ние сме добри.
We don't need God to become good.
Ние нямаме нужда от Бога, за да станем добри.
We need just some philosophy.
Ние имаме нужда просто от някаква философия.
But we see people don't follow their philosophy.
Виждаме, че хората дори не следват тази философия.
Their philosophy is get everything you can from everyone you can.
Тяхната философия е открадни това, което можеш, всичко, което можеш от всеки, от когото можеш.
And if they complain,
те се оплакват,
they must be terrorists.
Тогава сигурно те са терористи.
So kill them. To make them happen. But Krishna is saying here we should concentrate our minds upon him. That's the only hope in Kali Yuga. Smarta Vyaksaratam Vishnur Vismarta Jatuna Kinche Sarva Vidini Sedya Sur Eteya Eva Kinkura. That the whole purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement is to always remember Krishna and never forget him. Because Krishna is the reservoir of all pleasure. And only by concentrating our minds upon Krishna can we experience actual happiness. Concentrating our minds upon different material bodies since time immemorial has not given us the highest happiness. Although people are striving and endeavoring in so many different ways to so-called improve the modern society, but what have they actually done to improve society? Just like we're sitting here, we're all in a very nice Bulgaria. All the latest technological products, I'm sure, are available here. We have electricity. That may be all. We have cars. There's even an internet connection. So is everyone sitting here in ecstasy, absorbing the technology? I can practically feel the internet connection right now. Soon, by technological advancement, they'll install a Wi-Fi in your brain. So you can do your email during class. No one will even notice. It all goes on mentally. You can even browse Facebook. And then certainly, you'll be shivering off Facebook. In ecstasy. But what is that? Technology has really not improved anything. It simply made us more aware of all the horrible things that are going on. Of course, the devotees use these things. So they can be utilized in Krishna's service too. So Prabhupada said we don't condemn modern civilization. But we simply want that it should be utilized in Krishna's service. Otherwise, it just becomes a source of more bewilderment. Especially since people actually believe that by technological advancement, one day they'll become peaceful. Simply, you press a button and just the food manifests. No, you press one button, the pizza appears. And then you press another one, samosas appear. Then another for the glove units. And then after a while you think, well, this is too difficult. So So you just think of it and it appears. Whatever you think of disappears.
Мислики за нещо, то се появява. Това, за което се замислиш, то се появява.
And they have one thought for it. Give me a surprise. It's my birthday, surprise.
Да, си мислиш, айди сега изненади ме, днес е моя рожден ден, искам някаква изненада.
But this is just a dream.
Това е просто един сън.
That these things are not coming out of nowhere.
Тези неща не се появяват просто от никъде.
That is, on this planet at least now, because the people are godless, there's only a limited amount of energy.
На тази планета, в момента, докато хората са безбожни, има много ограничено количество от енергия.
So they're dreaming about some kind of fantasy world of technology.
Хората мечтаят за някакъв фантастичен свят на технологиите.
And meanwhile, they're running out of water.
А междувременно водата свършва.
They're running in many places. There, the weather is such the heart. They never get sunlight.
Но места, времето такова, че те никога не виждат слънчева светлина.
And they're dreaming of that technology is going to solve everything.
И те си мечтаят, че технологията ще разреши тези проблеми.
You can live in a virtual water, a virtual world.
Че можеш да живееш в един виртуален свят.
Where there's virtual food.
Където има виртуална храна.
Virtual water.
Виртуална вода.
Virtual air.
И виртуален въздух.
Virtual sunlight.
И виртуална слънчева светлина.
Because there won't be anything left on this planet. That's real. It all become virtual.
Нищо няма да стане истинско, всичко ще бъде виртуално.
You'll have virtual relationships with virtual people. Virtual children. And you all live happily in a virtual house. And you go to work to get virtual, you work in a virtual job and get virtual pay. So this is just imagination. But the reality is that we're all eternal. So we want an eternal life full of pleasure at every moment. And that's possible, but it's only possible in Krishna consciousness. That Krishna is the reservoir of all pleasure. And every devotee is also has unlimited pleasure.
Krishna е източникът на цялото удоволствие и преданият също има това удоволствие.
And the exchange of love between the devotee and Krishna, that's reality.
Обмяната на любов между преданият и Кришна, това е реалността.
Everything else is just a virtual, it's just a dream.
Всичко останало е просто сън.
So Krishna is asking us to fix it, our mind upon it.
Krishna иска да установим ума си върху него.
So for that we have to understand Krishna, who Krishna is.
За да направим това, трябва да разберем Кришна, кой е Кришна.
And one of the things he says, he's the friend of everyone.
Друго нещо, което той казва, е, че той е приятелят на всички.
So it's not that Krishna wants a few people to come back and everyone else is unfortunate.
Не е така, че Кришна иска няколко хора да се върнат обратно в околния свят, а всички останали са нещастници.
Luckily we're devotees.
За щастие ние сме
преданни. So we're going back to Krishna.
Така че ние се връщаме до Кришна.
And all the demons are going to hell.
А всички демони отиват в ада.
Because they're demons.
Защото са демони.
No, Krishna wants everyone to go back to the spiritual world.
Не, Кришна иска всички да се върнат в духовния свят.
It's not that if people go back to the spiritual world, there'll be unemployment because there'll be too many people.
Не е правилно да си мислим, че се върнем в духовния свят и ще има безработица там, защото няма място за всеки.
Just like here sometimes, the Sunday feast, we're worried. At least we used to, I remember one time I was at the Sunday feast and I came to
61
Second Avenue. The first temple was at 26 Second Avenue.
Първият храм беше на 26 Second Avenue.
The second temple in New York was at 61 Second Avenue.
Вторият е на 61 Second Avenue в Нью Йорк.
And this is 1968, I believe. 1968.
Това беше през 68 година.
And it was for the Sunday feast. I was a student at a university around 200-300 miles away, so whenever I came to visit my parents, I went down to the temple here in 61 Second Avenue.
И аз бях студент в един университет, който беше далече на 300 мили. Когато посещавах моите родители, аз ходих и в храм.
So it was the time for the feast, everyone lined up.
Имаше и тогава дойде време за писта, всички се подредиха.
All the guests were in the back. And the devotees were in the front.
Всички гости бяха най-отзад, а предните бяха най-отпред.
So I didn't know very much. I didn't know enough.
Аз не знаех много.
So I stood in line with the guests.
И аз останах заедно с гостите.
And by the time it got to the guest, there was no prasadam. The devotees had eaten all the prasadam before it. The only thing left was a plastic spoon. Even the devotees took that. Luckily, there was one devotee. He had saved some Simply Wonderfuls in the back. So he took me in the back and all the guests went home. With a plastic spoon. But they were offered. So the spiritual world, luckily, is not like that. A whole bunch of devotees go back to the spiritual world. Krishna and Radha and Krishna eat prasadam. All the devotees line up. And all the devotees, they're last. All the new devotees are last. By the time it's to serve them out, there's nothing left. They get a spiritual plastic food. Now this spiritual world is unlimited. Therefore, there is no shortage. There's unlimited living entities, but there's unlimited loving service. Because there's no limit to actual love. It simply is always increasing. It's always increasing. Can everyone hear? Can you hear back there? Yes. Because actually, here there's no love in the material world. Love is at least is not pure. But in the spiritual world, that's all there is. Everyone's talking about love here. And everyone is experiencing love in the spiritual world. Therefore, in this age of Kali, the only thing that's available that will help things is Krishna consciousness or prema. Everything else will simply cause problems. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, if we want to think about Krishna, we have to dedicate our lives to Krishna's service. And Krishna's service is to tell people about Krishna. That everyone is supposed to do that.
всеки се предполага да прави това.
Somehow or another, in some way, help people become Krishna conscious.
Някакъв начин да помогнем на хората да станат Кришна съзнати.
So that Krishna is very kindly sent us to Kali Yuga.
Кришна много милостиво ни е изпратил в Кали Юга.
Because it's quite a challenge.
Защото е голямо предизвикателство.
To try to figure out how to help people become Krishna conscious.
Да се опиташ да разбереш как да помогнеш на хората да станат Кришна съзнати.
So in the spiritual world there's not such challenges.
В духовния свят няма такива предизвикателства.
But still people are very enthusiastic to serve Krishna.
Но въпреки това хората са много ентусиазирани да служат на Кришна.
So here we have even a better opportunity than in the spiritual world.
А тук ние имаме дори по-добра възможност отколкото в духовния свят.
In the spiritual world everything's easy.
В духовния свят всичко е много лесно.
So we can't really show how much we want to have make Krishna happy there. As much as here.
Не можем там да покажем колко много искаме да направим Кришна щастлив, колкото може да го направим тук.
Because here everything is a challenge.
Защото тук всичко е предизвикателство.
And therefore Krishna becomes very pleased to see how we're challenged and how we're trying to overcome it just for his happiness.
Затова Кришна много щастлив да види как ние се справяме с толкова много проблеми, само за да му направим щастлив.
In the spiritual world they think there is challenges. So here also we're just thinking there's challenges. Actually there's no challenge. Simply we tell people about Krishna just like they do in the spiritual world. And Krishna will take care of everything else. So it's very simple. Of course Prabhupada made it even more simple.
Разбира се, може да бъде още по-просто.
Because here, Prabhupada, it's a very simple, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's process is very simple.
Процесът на Чайтанья Махапрабху е много прост.
Dancing, chanting and feasting.
Танцуване, пеене и приемане на прасада.
Feasting. They don't have a word for feasting in Bulgaria?
Пируване.
People don't eat here. I thought Bulgaria was austere, but I how austere it is. So it's a very nice process.
No cool process.
That's what we're trying to give people. Dancing, chanting, and feasting. And take a little rest when you're
talking.
That's all. Then one will become eligible to enter the spiritual world. So if people think, oh, this is too difficult, then what can Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu do? How much easier can he make?
Колко по-лесно може да го направи Бог Чайтанья?
Because we have to want to go back to the spiritual world.
Защото ние трябва да искаме да се върнем обратно в духовния.
So we have to want to chant Hare Krishna.
Трябва да искаме да мантруваме Hare Krishna.
We have to want to get some taste for the chanting of the holy name.
Трябва да искаме да получим някакъв вкус за мантруването на Hare Krishna.
So that will take some austerity.
Това изисква някакви отърчения.
That will take some, and what is the austerity? Simply trying to hear about Krishna.
И какво е отречението? Просто да се опитваме да слушаме за Кришна.
Do some service for Krishna.
Да направим някакво служене за Кришна.
Then naturally one will remember Krishna.
Тогава естествено ние ще помним Кришна.
So in proportion to our doing that, then naturally we'll remember Krishna.
И в степента, в която правим това, ние ще помним Кришна.
And to the proportion we remember Krishna, to that extent we'll be Krishna conscious. So if we're not completely happy in Krishna consciousness, it's only because we ourselves are not really doing what's necessary to become Krishna conscious. And if we make a little bit more effort, then we'll become a little bit more Krishna conscious. If we utilize a little bit more time in Krishna service, then we'll utilize a little less service time in Maya's illusory energy.
Използваме малко повече време за заслужим на Кришна, тогава ще губим малко по-малко време в служене на Майя.
And as we experience a higher and higher taste, then actually we'll become more and more attracted to Krishna.
И като развиваме все по-виш вкус, тогава ще ставаме по-привързани към Кришна.
Then naturally we'll think about Krishna.
Тогава естествено ние ще мислим за Кришна.
And when we think about Krishna, we become happy, then we become devoted to thinking about Krishna.
И когато мислим за Кришна и сме щастливи, ние ставаме много привързани към това да мислим за Кришна.
And when we find out how wonderful Krishna is, then naturally we'll offer respects to him.
Когато открием колко всъщност прекрасен е Кришна, тогава ние естествено че ще даваме своите почитания.
Because he is the highest happiness,
защото
the most worshipful person.
Най-висшето щастие и най-обожаваната, обожаемата личност.
If people can worship football players,
ако хората могат да обожават футболисти,
they can focus their attention on some football game.
И те могат да фокусират своето внимание върху някакъв футболен матч.
Kicking a ball.
Подритвайки една топка.
Worship people who kick balls. They worship.
Те обожават тези, които ритим топовците.
That's because someone can kick it. Then why can we not worship Krishna?
Защо да не обожаваме Кришна тогава?
What do they get from watching someone kicking a ball?
Какво получават тези хора, които гледат как някой подритва някаква топка?
They're simply praying.
Те просто се молят.
Maybe one day I can kick a ball like that.
Може би един ден аз мога да ритам топката по този начин.
And everyone can cheer me. Kick it, kick it. Look at him, he kicked the ball. It went into the net. My God, he's fantastic. Bow down. Become his devotee. Think of him. Worship your give him your obeisances. Die! Bulgaria football team key. What's that? Croatia's close. Small but mighty. So we, at least we have the proper object of it. Where to put our minds.
Поне ние имаме правилния обект, къде да фокусираме ума си.
And if we get some happiness by doing that, then we'll, and enlightenment, then we'll know we should tell others too.
И ако ние получаваме някакво щастие и просветление, като правим това, ние знаем, че трябва да кажем и на другите за това.
If we want to become Krishna's instrument, that means we have to become friendly to everyone.
И ако искаме да станем инструменти на Кришна, ние трябва да бъдем приятелски настроени към всички.
And friendly to everyone means to help them realize they're eternal.
А това означава да им помогнем да разберат, че те са вечни.
And the source of happiness they're looking for is Krishna.
И че източникът на щастие, към който те се стремят, е Кришна.
So they should think of him. They should think of him.
Така че те трябва да мислят за него.
They should become his devotee.
Трябва да станат негови предани.
They should worship him.
Го обожават.
And offer their obeisances.
И да му дават почитание.
Then they'll become more and more Krishna conscious.
Така те ще стават все повече и повече осъзнати.
And all the problems of material existence will gradually be forgotten.
И всички проблеми на материалното съществуване постепенно ще бъдат забравени.
So, yes, Bogodaria. Is that right? Any question? Or mercy also? They use the word mercy here?
Mercy.
Yes, mercy.
Mercy beaucoup. So any questions? Prashna. Is that Prashna? Vapros. Like in Russian. Vapros? Yes, we Vapros? Yes.
Аз искам да опитам, тъй като Прахладананда Свами каза за това, че колкото повече отдаваме служение на Кришна, толкова по-кришна осъзнати ставаме, дали е достатъчно просто да отдаваме служене с тялото и дали това е достатъчно, имаме нужда и от това и да слушаме.
Question is it enough to serve Krishna with the body, or we have also to listen about Krishna?
Because you said that we, when we serve more Krishna, then we become more Krishna conscious. So do we need to hear about Krishna?
Well, we have to serve Krishna with our body, mind, and words.
Трябва да служим на Кришна с нашето тяло, ум и думи.
Not that we serve Krishna with our body and dream about becoming Krishna.
А не да служим на Кришна с нашето тяло и да си мечтаем да станем Кришна.
Krishna, I'm doing some service, so when's the reward come?
Кришна, аз извършвам толкова много служене, къде ми е наградата?
Next week is my birthday.
Следващата седмица е моят рожден ден.
I'm wondering what you're going to give me.
И аз вече се чудя какво ще получа от теб.
No, we have to serve Krishna with our body, with our mind, and with our words.
Не, трябва да служим на Кришна с нашето тяло.
Otherwise, what's the meaning of always think of me?
Думи и ум, какво е значението на това? Винаги мисли за мен.
How can we think about Krishna without using our mind?
Как може да мислим за Кришна, ако не използваме ума си?
How can we offer our homage to Krishna unless we use our words?
Как може да му да му се молим, ако не използваме думи?
It just doesn't say just eat prasada.
Той не казва просто яш прасада.
And talk prajalpa. Eat prasadam and talk about Krishna.
Не, трябва да ядем прасадам и да говорим за Кришна.
Вишнуджа Махарадж wrote a letter to Prabhupada one time.
Вишнуджа Махарадж веднъж написал писмо до Прабхупада.
Said in our temple the devotees all they do is want to eat prasadam.
В нашия храм бхактите единствено искат само да ядат прасада.
Is that all right?
Това добре ли е?
Просто that's all right.
Прабхупад говорил да това е окей.
But in between bites, they should chant Hare Krishna.
No, между залците те трябва да повтарят Hare Krishna.
Anything else?
Нещо друго?
Да.
You said, Maharaj, that we should speak about Krishna to everyone we met.
We should try to help them become Krishna conscious.
Yes, but I was thinking that if we directly say them about Krishna, for example, when I'm on Sankirtan and I tell them about Krishna, or they see the word Krishna in the books, they think that I'm mad and I'm some sectarian person. I mean, it's very difficult to say directly to people for Krishna. What to do in that case?
Аз го забрах.
Да, как да кажем на хората за Кришна, когато чуят думата Кришна, те си мислят, че ние сме някакви луди сектанти. Какво да правим в този случай?
Well, I think most of us, when you're distributing book, you don't say, hi, I'm from the Hare Krishna movement.
Аз мисля, че повечето от Санкиртан преданите, те, като срещам хората на улицата, не им казва, здравей, аз съм от Hare Krishna.
We're from the crazy, you know, the hairless Krishnas. We've come here to distribute these crazy books. Looking for a few crazy people to take them. And the most crazy people to give a donation for them. Well, we have to talk to people appropriately.
Не, трябва да говорим на хората правилно, по подходящ начин.
But actually you'd be surprised. It's not really so much what we say. It's our enthusiasm.
Но всъщност не е толкова важно какво точно казваме, а е важен нашият ентусиазъм.
If you're enthusiastic, you can say anything and people will accept it.
Ако ти си ентусиазиран, можеш да кажеш всичко и хората ще го приемат.
And if you're not enthusiastic, it doesn't matter what you say, people won't accept it.
А пък ако не си ентусиазиран, няма значение какво ти да кажеш, хората няма да го приемат.
So, if you're actually enthusiastic about something, there's no problem.
Ако наистина си ентусиазиран за нещо, тогава няма проблем.
Because there's always people who's going, whatever you say, they're going to reject it.
Разбира се, винаги има хора, които каквото и да кажеш, те ще го отхвърлят.
If you tell them, well, we're Christians.
Ако им кажеш, ами ние сме християни.
They'll say, I'm not religious.
Ще кажеш, аз не съм религиозен, аз съм
атеист. You say, I'm an atheist.
Ако кажеш, аз съм атеист.
They'll say, they're an agnostic. Whatever you say, they'll reject. So why should we be so concerned with those people? We're just wasting our time. Obviously, when you go out on the street, you don't expect every single person is going to take a book and give a donation.
Вземе книга и да направи дарение.
So why should we be so concerned what people are going to think?
Така че защо да сме толкова загрижени за това какво хората си мислят?
We should be concerned with what we're thinking.
Ние по-скоро трябва да сме загрижени за това какво ние мислим.
Because it's not, we're not only delivering the other conditioned souls, we're also delivering ourselves.
Ние не само спасяваме другите благословени души, ние също спасяваме и себе си.
So we also have to listen to what we're saying.
Така че трябва също да слушаме това, което ние казваме.
So we should say things in such a way is that we can attract people, but we should be enthusiastic about who we are and what we're doing.
Трябва да говорим така, че да привличаме хората, но също трябва да сте ентусиазирани за това, кои сме ние и какво правим.
Not that we think, well, I'm actually part of a dangerous cult.
А не да слушам, че всъщност аз съм част от един много опасен култ.
So we're out here to trick everyone.
Сега аз съм излязъл тук за да измамя.
To think that we're actually out here for their benefit.
Да ги измамя хората и цакам, че те всъщност ще бъдат по-глупи.
Because if they actually knew who I was and what I'm doing, they call the police.
Ако всъщност тези хора знаят кой съм наистина аз и какво правят, те ще извикат полиция.
Just for their own protection.
За да се защитят.
No, we're out here doing the most wonderful work.
Не, ние сме навън и извършваме най-прекрасна
работа. Giving them the greatest opportunity that they could possibly imagine.
Даваме им най-великата, голямата възможност, която те могат изобщо да си представят.
And we have such a great opportunity ourselves.
И ние имаме също такава голяма
възможност.
Самите ние,
ние служим. So we should be enthusiastic.
Така че ние трябва да бъдем.
Not worry so much.
Трябва да се тревожим толкова.
They might discover we're Hare Krishna.
Те могат да открият, че аз съм Hare Krishna.
There's faith and a faint on the street out of fear.
Те ще припаднат на улицата от страх.
Go home. And afterwards go home.
И след това, като отидат вкъщи,
they say, do you know what happened to me today?
Ще кажат, знаеш ли какво ми случи днес?
No, what happened? You got robbed. Someone robbed you?
Да не би някой да те обрал.
Did you get stabbed in the street?
Някой те е нарвал.
Attacked by a, you know.
С нож или някой те.
No, something worse.
Не, не, нещо още по-лошо. Нещо още по-лошо.
Did a brick fall out of a building and hit you?
А, да не би някой тук да паднала и да те ударила.
No, something much worse.
You
got run over by a car.
No,
much.
Much worse.
What was it? You wouldn't believe it.
I met Hare
Krishna. Hare Krishna.
No.
God, poor boy.
Anything else? Anything else?
Actually, good.
Yes.
В този стих Кришна обяснява четири неща, които трябва да направим. Винаги да мислим за него, нали, да станем негови предани, да го обожаваме, да не се поправим. Това срещаме, че опитвам се да правя тези неща, но някакси като че ли не е достатъчно. Как може да се увеличи интензитета на това? Да, тези неща, така че човек наистина да е сигурен, че ще постигне това, което Кришна неща.
How we can intensify the endeavor we are making to fulfill these four requirements from this verse so that we can be sure that we will be successful. Think of Krishna to remember him.
I have the chant. Just everything Prabhupada has told us.
Това, което Шрила Прабхупада ни е казал.
Chant Hare Krishna.
Повторите Hare Krishna.
Try to listen.
Опитай се да слушаш.
Try and chant nicely, sweetly to Krishna, Madhu Radharani.
Опитай се да мантруваш хубаво на Кришна и на Шримати Радхарани.
Read Prabhupada's books.
Чети книгите на Шрила Прабхупада.
Have regular deity worship.
Обожавай редовно божествата.
Serve the devotees.
Служи на бхактите.
And preach.
И проповядвай.
Make the atmosphere spiritual wherever we are.
Направи атмосферата духовна.
By glorifying Krishna.
Като възхваляваш Кришна.
Okay. Thank you very much. Krantara Shrimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaur Premanande,
Jai.